51-yard drive, left hash. Snap, spot, Horvath's kick is up, and it is good.
Vikings game plan continues. Let's meet new Minnesota Vikings kicker, Kai Horvath. He's 12 of 12 this season, hit from 51 against the Indianapolis Colts, and he's our featured guest from the TCO studio. 12 for 12 this year. Congratulations on that. Sorry about how the Indianapolis game went. But talk about the whirlwind of a transition for you. You've only been here 5 weeks.
No, it's quick. I mean, you come in midweek and then have to play that game. It's been a pretty smooth transition. I think our success has proven that. But, you know, Jeff and Kevin have been awesome. I've known them since college. So
yeah.
It's kind of nice just looking down and seeing Jeff Holden, because that's what he does in the offseason for me. So definitely the easiest transition I've had going to a new team.
When you came here for that kicker tryout with a bunch of different kickers, and then when you left, you didn't get called back immediately. What's that life like?
You know, I've done that quite a bit now, actually. A lot of different workouts. It's tough, though. You just got to stay positive. You know it's going to come eventually. You just tell yourself it is. So just stay ready and then, you know, wait for that call.
You mentioned working with former fellow Bruins, long snapper Kevin McDermott and punter Jeff Locke. That working with those guys, you touched on it a little bit earlier, but that has made the transition feel more natural, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we went to school together. They didn't snap or hold for me in college, but every offseason since then, we worked together. Jeff's been holding for me for 5 years now in the offseason, so it's very comfortable getting down there.
How important is it to become one with your holder? I mean, you mentioned the offseason, but that's the offseason. It's you know, not as intense as games.
Sure.
You know, and now Jeff holds for you during games. How do you become one with your holder?
Just having confidence that I know that he's going to get the ball down just how I like it every time. I mean, I just know I got to do my job. He's going to do his.
You being from Southern California, you've now taken in some of the Minnesota weather. You know, I know we play at U.S. Bank Stadium, and with that Indianapolis game, it was climate controlled and very comfortable. But outside, with the wind chill, it was minus 30. So as a Southern California guy, how'd you handle that?
That was by far the coldest day of my life. a couple weeks ago, me and Jeff went shopping for coats because I had nothing for this weather. But so far, I think I've handled pretty well.
You have 6 walk-off winners in your career. In that moment, whether it's the 2 in overtime or no time left on the clock or 5 seconds left on the clock, what is that like? How exhilarating is that?
The moment after is kind of indescribable, actually. People have asked me that before, and it's so much emotion going on and excitement. I mean, but that's kind of what we do this for, is that those times where you get to help your team win the game, it just makes it all worth it, really.
How did you get into kicking, and how did you become so good?
Soccer. Played soccer growing up through junior year of high school, and then kind of saw a future in kicking and thought I'd give that a shot. Fortunately, it's paid off.
Whether it's UCLA, Washington, New Orleans, or here, do you feel kickers get their proper respect within locker rooms?
Yeah, more so now than in college. In college, you're just the kicker, and people kind of give you grief for not doing stuff all practice. But
right.
I think guys now kind of know the importance of, when it comes down to it, kicks matter a lot now in the game. So, you know, everyone here has been great, very welcoming and supportive.
Kai, I'm curious about the origin of your name and if there is a story. Kai's full name is Kai August Horvath. Is there a story behind that?
Kai, my parents used to live in Hawaii before I was born, so me and my sister both have Hawaiian names. And August was just funny. I was supposed to be born in August, and I was a little late in September, so my mom just gave me August as the middle name.